Okay, today's daf is Bikurim, daf Chaf Hei, the second to last daf here in the Masechta. And we are on Chaf Dal and Mabez, and we are talking about the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Mishnah. The Mishnah finally told us about the ceremony itself and how Mikra Bikurim is recited. The Mishnah described on the last daf how the procession comes to Harabayis with a lot of pomp and circumstance. The Chalil, the flute is there. They come to Harabayis. Everybody puts it on their shoulders. Even Agrippas HaMelech, even a Melech Yisrael, puts the Bikurim on their own shoulders until they came to the Azara. And then they start singing different psukim as they get there, and the Leviim, and there are birds, and the Mishnah describes a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll get to that. But first, we're up to the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you read the Mishnah sounds like right when they get into Harabayis, right when they get into the Beis HaMikdash, they have it on their shoulders, and and then the Leviim start singing. The question is, did Leviim, it sounds like the Leviim start singing before we give it to the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, really, that's a machlokas. Rafuna Amar, up to the Gemara, Chavdan Mabeis. Rafuna Amar, Keni Mastisa Velokach HaKohen Atene Miyadecha. Really, you give it to the Kohen right when you get in. Right? The issue is the Psukim. The issue is, how do you read the Psukim here in the beginning of Kisavo? So the Psukim say, again, it will be important for the next Machlokas also, you should take the Bikurim, Rishis Priyadama, should go to the place. Next pasuk gimel. Uvasa el kohen asher yeh bayamim ahem. Go to the kohen that is in that right in that time. And the Rashi quotes pamachas pashana v'lo shdei pa'amim on the next phrase, which we learned. Right, you do bikurim once a year. Hopefully, the Rashi's parshas Kisavo will be more meaningful this year after having done Maseches Bikurim. Bamarte love. So you go to the Kohen and you say to him, "Higati ayom l'Hashem l'kecha kivasi alarz hashpal l'Hashem l'kira l'asuz l'adu." I'm here to tell you, and I've come, and I'm declaring today that I've come to the land that Hashem has sworn to be. Then then the Kohen takes the basket, and he puts it down, and it is put down. Then so it seems to be a declaration. Then the Torah describes the Kohen taking the basket, and then the continued declaration. Right, so the question is, what's Pasuk Dalet doing there? Is that supposed to be there, so to speak? Obviously, it's supposed to be there. What's the message? So, says the Gemara, first of all, there's a machlokas, two different versions, about are the Leviim singing before you give it to the Kohen or after? So, some say that the Mishnah, Rav Huna says the Mishnah should be that you give it to the Kohen right away, before the Leviim, before Vidibru HaLeviim Bashir. Is Tani, Tani Machlif, right? And others say, no, you give it to the Kohen later. Right, that maybe it's that's the Pasha way of understanding our Mishnah. Machlev, you switch it, you give it to the Kohen later, like the way that our Girsa is. Why would that make sense? K'dei lismoch matana lamatana. So when the Mishnah describes that afterwards you're going to give the birds as karbanos, you're going to give the Kohen their due, and you're going to give the Mizbeach its due. So you put the two matanas together, and that's why it would fit to say that the giving it to the Leviim is later. Tani, Rabbi Yossi, lo hayu nostinis agozos hagabi asalin. When they used to take the birds, right? The Mishnah says that there were birds, there were gozalos on the baskets that were offered as carbonus ola. Says Rabbi Yossi, they weren't actually, during the whole way to the Yerushalayim, they weren't put on the baskets itself. Shalei navlu abikurim. Right? If birds were on the bikurim wouldn't look so good by the time you get to Yerushalayim. So really, it was on the, right, it wouldn't be directly above. It would be like on the side. Right? Some describe maybe they would be hard to tie down a bird. Right, maybe they would be in a little cage that's connected on the side of the birds on little hooks on the sides of the baskets or on the sides of the oxen. But that is the Rabbi Yossi's din. El atolo son chutz l'salam. You hang them outside the baskets so that it wouldn't dirty the baskets, right? The ain't somchen al anes, right? That's what we generally see. You don't somchen al anes. That's why also, what does this remind you of a little bit? We know that the Chazal described that the Beis HaMikdash on top had little spikes on the top, right, so that the birds wouldn't sit there and dirty up the Beis HaMikdash. So there were spikes all the way around on top of the Beis HaMikdash. There would be spikes there so that birds wouldn't sit there and dirty up the Mikdash. Here too, they aim to open on the nays. Okay, Kori Megati Ayom. So now we get back to the Machlokes in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, while the basket is on the Bailam's shoulder, he reads, Higadati Hayom. Higadati Hayom is, as I just read, that's in Pasuk Gimel, and the Tanakhama says, Achu Gomer Kol HaParsha. That means you read the whole Mikra Bikur Marami Yobadavi that we say in the Haggadah. Which means, you have a Pasuk in the middle there. So you kind of like skip it. Right? You come, right, what Pasuk Gimel say? You come to the Kohen and say, I've come here to declare to Hashem that I've come to the land that was sworn to my forefathers. And then you basically skip the Pasuk that the Kohen take in the basket. And then you say, Arami Yobadavi Verim Mitzramas. You say everything. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Right? If you look back, Yigati Ayom, Achu Gomer Kol HaParsha. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Arami Yobadavi. No. You only say the first Pasuk. That's before V'lokach HaKohen. Before Pasuk Dalet. So you say the first Pasuk, Ad Arami Yobadavi. When you get to Arami Yobadavi, then you take the basket down and you hold it by the rim. You hold it with your fingers and the Kohen puts his hand underneath. And then you say Arami Yobadavi. Two different ways. Machlokas on a Daraisa level. How is the procedure of Mikra Bikurim done based on trying to darshan the psukim, trying to figure out, do you take that pasuk literally of v'lokach ha-kohen in the middle of the declaration? So, says the Gemara, Kori Migati Ayom, Tani Chad Sav Kumi Reb Zeira. So the question is, according to the Chachamim, according to the Tanakhama, what do? Right when you come to the, you saw the basket on your shoulder, and you say the whole thing, from Igadati and Arami Ovidavi, And then you put the basket down and then nothing? Then you're done? No, it says the Gemara, Tani Chatzav Kumi Reb Zeira, Chozer Ligadati Ayom. You say it again. You say it again. You say it twice. You say it while it's on your shoulder. Then you put it down. Then you say it again. V'chiyesh Adam Magid Chozer Umagid. What do you have to say it twice for? Right? Like the Lashon of Magid Chozer Umagid. So the Gemara answers, Kimuna Kfar Igadati. You're not actually declaring it again as if you didn't say it before. But after you put it down, you say, I have already declared, and then you say it again. Right? Kind of you do it again. But again, it has to be done before, has to be done after. Again, we can think about the symbolism of why dafka twice, why part of it while it's on your, you know, on your shoulder, and part of it while it's already not 100% clear. Are you holding it also, like the Kohen is holding it, like Rabbi Huda's later on? Is it already down? Maybe part of it is a Zroim issue, and part of it is a Kutchim issue, right? Why would you have to have two declarations? Interesting question to think about. So there's a Machlokas Tanam here. Number one, about how many times it's read. The Tanakhama says it's read twice. Rabbi Huda says it's read once. You read the first Pasuk, you put it down, or you put it down off your shoulder, and then you read the second half, right? So Rabbi Huda, that's one argument. We will learn, and we already alluded to, that according to the Tanakhama, there's no waving it. It doesn't say the word menif by Bikurim. The question is, do you learn it out from one of the Lashonos of Vihinicho, and giving, and do you have a Gzirah Shava we had earlier? So the Tanakhama does not hold of any Tznufa, while the Rabbi Yehuda holds of a Tznufa. And the Tanakhama, instead of learning Tznufa from that word, says Hanacha, right? We had before, the Hanacha is Ma'akev, even though the Kriya is not Ma'akev. The Hanacha is Ma'akev. We had 2 days in the Gemara why the Hanacha is Ma'akev. But that's the question is, what do you learn out from the word Vihinicho? Right, v'lokach ha-kohen v'hinicho. Right, Rashi quotes on the pasuk v'lokach ha-kohen l'hanifoso kohen miniach yado tachas yad bailim u'meinif. That's what we said. There's different versions of how the tznufa is done. Okay, u'meinicho. Continuing now, b'tzadam mizbeach. And then after you do this machlokas about the kriya, you put it down next to the mizbeach. So the Gemara has a couple of questions. According to the Rabbanan, that hanacha is ma'akev. Right, Hanacha Makeves, as we had earlier, Kodir Rabbanon, what about the following? Rav Huna boy, Hanacha Moshe Tatil Mechusri Zman. What's that question? Machlokas in the Mefarshim here. If you look in the Gra, what is Mechusri Zman? What happens if you brought the Bikurim when you weren't supposed to? Before Shavuos. So we don't accept it. You don't accept it if you're famous, right? Then it's going to lead to other people. We had that. But what if, it doesn't matter. You came to the base of Megiddo, so there's nobody stopping you, and you put it down next to the Mizbeach. Right? So, does that, and it's still there after the time comes. Is that good enough? And the Gemara adds, Amar Matanya Hadad the Tamar. The question is only if it is still there. Hadad the Tamar Bishachaz of Natlan. I'm saying if you took it off. I apologize. I missed up. The only question is if you put it there and it's not there anymore. So then, did it work? Did it work when it was there for that moment before the time period? Aval im hayu bim koma. But if you left it there and it's still there at the time after Shavuos, then kahinichan nahe. That's for sure fine. Why? Because it's there. In other words, it's not about the maisa hanacha. Not so much about putting it there, because here you put it there before. But it's about the result. It's about it's being there. It's there afterwards, then for sure it's okay. The only shaila is, if the maisa was done beforehand and then you remove that maisa, so that is that good enough? So that's the question according to the Gra Imhevian Kodem Atzeres. Other Mafarshim, the Mara Folda, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, what if you put it down before you did any Kriyas HaParsha? That's the question. Right? Before what? Before, not before Shavuos, but before the Kriyas HaParsha. Even if the Kriyas HaParsha is not Ma'aki, but if you put it down before the Kriyas HaParsha, that might mess things up. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Im enicho kodem shekara es haparsha, mai. V'yavagav tekriya lo ma'akva, im kori mia, shema v'imchus zman ve'eino matir. That is the question that's asked, and it is not answered. Not answered. This topic, this question, of fine if it was still there, so then it's good enough. What about if just put it there? So it's basically asking, is the mitzvah of hanacha, is it about the result or is it about the ma'isa? If it's about the result, so then the result, you know, wasn't done in the proper time if you took it off beforehand. But you did a ma'isa. So could that extend? And there are many questions that are, many mitzvahs that have this question about, is it focused on the ma'isa? Is it focused on the totsa'ah? There are some mitzvahs that are, you know, mitzvah focused, shofar, carbon pesach, matzah. If you look in the Sefer Chakiros, the Kovetz Yisodos Chakiros, he has many, many mitzvahs that are listed here. And then there's mitzvah in the Totzah, Uviyarta Arami Kirbecha, Prius Palchov, Pidyon Shvuyim. Right? And then there's Achilas Kachim, according to many. It shall be eaten, not that you shall eat it, except besides Karan Pesach. Discuss that Pesach Levi. And then there are many mitzvahs that there's an argument about it. Is it about the Maisa? Is it about the Pe'ula? And you have, is it about the Totzah? Just to mention one. Mentioned one interesting one, but it's really two. But it's one with background to the other one. And that is Ma'akeh. Ma'akeh. Putting up a fence around your roof. So it starts with a Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim has a Shita. Many know this Machne Ephraim not because of Hilchas Ma'akeh, but because of Hilchas Halakas Ne'er Shabbos. The Machne Ephraim is a contemporary of the, near the base, time of the Beis Yosef, 500 years ago. In Hilchas Shluchim V'Shutfin, Sheila, Misha Rotel Atakin Amaka Ide Uman Goy Im Yivarech Alav. Let's say, you know, I don't know, Jews maybe not are all into construction. So you have a non-Jew putting up your ma'akeh. Could a Jew make a bracha if the guy is going to put up the ma'akeh? Is there a question on a bracha on ma'akeh? He's assuming yes. So, can one make a bracha? So, he talks and gets into shlichus here. And then he says, V'oda inir tamacher lomar, diyachal avarech alav. Says the Machne Ephraim, yeah, you can make a bracha without getting into the shlichus sugya. V'yafa pisha goyo seyu bein shlichus legoy, even though the goy is doing it and the goy can't be a shliach, hani midi deboy shlichus. When is the goy excluded and it's not called my ma'isa? By somebody that needs shlichus. You need to appoint that he can't do it. Hafarsha shuma, we've said often. You can't do it, can't even do zechiyah. Aval b'midi de lo boi shlichus, but somebody that doesn't need shlichus, u belava achiyachal chavir lasoso, your friend can do it anyway, and you'll be yod to the mitzvah. Umasha asa asui, kigo nidon didon, dim tikin macha shal chavir shalomidaito, hariz a shapir, right? So, if you went and fixed your friend's ma'akeh, right, did you steal his mitzvah that you have to pay 10 gold coins? Says the Machne Ephraim, no, he did the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah. Ah, you did it? No, he did it. Because it's about the result. His house is now guarded, safe, and therefore he did the mitzvah. So too, kinami aso goy, chashav kilo aso Yisrael, v'chayotzi bazeh, katzav a Rashba. And he quotes the Rashba. I guess we're talking about three mitzvahs. Tefilas Kalim. Tefilas kelim, the Rashba writes in a tshuva. Kivan di hitbili Yisrael shalom idaito masha asa asu, itfilas goy nami mahani. If you know the goy did it, the goy theoretically can be tovel your kelim for you. V'yef shalom, he doesn't have any nemanus, but if he's there with you. V'yef shalom, or dizio tamashal arrived. If I'm not sure, but then he says by the makem, he says, I think he could even make a bracha. But and he continues. So this is the Machan Ephraim. I think the Machan Ephraim quotes this Machan Ephraim by Halakas Neiris Shabbos. Right, let's say it's after Shkia. It's after Shkia, and a woman can't light candles anymore. Somehow things got crazy, and the time went. So, okay, you can't light candles, but Amir La'akum is mutter b'makam ben hashmashos. Right, for a few minutes after Shkia, Amir La'akum is mutter even on a daraisa. So let's say you're going to get a goy to light the Shabbos candles for you at ben hashmashos. Fine, that you could do. That's not controversial. But the Magen Avraham says, based on the Machan Ephraim, the Jewish woman can make a bracha on those candles lit by the guy. Right, and that's pretty extreme. But again, what is that about? Because they view the mitzvah as the result. The result, or and therefore the result, I got the result to be done, even though I didn't do the maisa. That's tilas kelim alakas neiris ma'akeh. And all of those could be argued upon. Whether it's, halakas neiris seems to be a little of both. Right, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, halakas neiris is both covet and oneg. He has it in two different places in Hilchos Shabbos. Covet and oneg. And if you use the Gruz definition, that covet is everything you do before Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. And oneg is everything you do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. So Halakas Neiris wears two hats. Right? Lighting the candles beforehand shows that I'm being mechabed Shabbos. Right? I want to create a certain ambiance, environment. But I also enjoy them on Shabbos. And that's why they should be lit in a place where I'm going to enjoy them. But the Magen Avraham says that you can even make a bracha on that. And Makeh, and Tefilas Kelim. There are those, the Minchas Chinuch, just for one example, in Tavkuf Memvav, the Minchas Chinuch, he views Makeh in the Maisa, in very strong formulation. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Hinei mitzvahs asei zu, hi kechol ha-mitzvahs shechiva ha-torah b'kum asei. Kegom, in lo veish talis, chayi b'tzitzis. U'mekai mitzvahs asei. Im ein lo tzitzis, bitel ha-mitzvah. Ha-chanami, meish lo bayis, what if you put up your maka an hour after you put up your fence and you could have done it earlier? You will mevatel the asay for half an hour. V'machar kach asa mikol makom lo tikin mashaaver lemafreya. Kemosh lo hitel tzitzis ki achiv shal amitzva b'chol rega rachav alav. Kein ze mitzva shiipamachas kemo luba v'mila v'chadome v'ze pasha. He continues, but he seems to have a strong maisa formulation, and nobody else could do it for you, etc. But again, this is reflected in this question of the Gemara about the hanacha of the bikurim. Is it about the maisa, and here the maisa is done before this man, or the totzah? So again, if you left it there, then it's for sure okay. It's for sure okay, and therefore it's for sure totsah is enough. You don't need the maisa in this man. The question is, what if you had the maisa before this man, right? Is that going to be enough? And that was the question of the Gemara. Continuing, Rabbiona boy, hinichan balayla. Next question. What if you did hanacha at night? What's this question about? Look at the rasilio. Hinichan balayla. L'Rabbanon, the Sari Hanacha Ma'akeves, as we said, according to Rabbanon, the Hanacha is Ma'akev. Mi'chashiva t'chilas avoda de psula, de'en avoda ela bayom. Odilma tashlum avoda chashiva, dum yedhektor chalavim ve'evarim. Kiva denizrak daman b'yom sagi. Is Hanachas Bikurim like t'chilas avoda, and avoda is only done by yom, or is it tashlum avoda, and we know the burning of the fats and the limbs is done at night? Either way, it seems to be a avoda connection, right? Add this to the list. Second to last daf in Bikurim, right? Hanachas Bikurim Bayom, right? Relating to the avoda. Again, add this, if one is keeping a real list, right? We spoke about whether, back on Daf Beis and Gimel, whether Shinui Kone helps for Bikurim or not. When you change Bikurim, remember you stole a branch and you planted it. We spoke about Shana Kasav La'akev. Maybe applying by Hanacha, it says Hanacha twice, where we spoke about If it became tameid, you compare it to kachi mikdash or kachi hagvul. There's a chi of lina when you bring bikurim, right? You have to sleep over. Is that just a din in the base of mikdash, or is that a din in bikurim? And here you have hanacha balayla. Tanya, next. We don't answer that question, but where do you put it? By next to the mizbeach. Manicha makaren drobes maraves. You put it on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Why? How do you know that? Lifnei Hashem. It says you put it Lifnei Hashem. Yachal b'mayriv. Lifnei Hashem, that means on the west side. That's where the Heichal is. So you might think you put it on the west side of the Mizbeach. Tamalomar, El Panei Mizbeach. No. The front of the Mizbeach, which is the south side. Il Lifnei Mizbeach, Yachal b'darim. You might think south side. Tamalomar, Lifnei Hashem. So it gives you an impression of west and south. Haketzad, you put it at the corner. Magishin, Al-Karen, Deromiz, Ma'aravis, Umanicha, B'dromish, Al-Karen. So you put it there. Put it there, that's what the Anach has done, southwest corner of the Mizbech. Hiskinashi Yimakon Mechulu, the Mishnah said that they used to have some people read it, and some people get it dictated to. But then people were embarrassed that they didn't know it, so they started dictating to everyone. Dictating to everyone. Tani, Ein Aniyeh Elami Pi Acher. Switch the Reish. Right? It says that there's even a remez in the pasuk, but the Brisa says you have to hear it from someone else. You can't say it yourself. Ella velo od ela shesamchu lemikra via nisa via marta. Via nisa, you shall answer. Via marta, and you shall say it. Right, and that's where there's a remez in the pasuk for this. The Mishnah Rishona on the Mishnayos just leaves Betzarachin. Why would you need a makar for this? Somebody's dictating it to me, and I'm saying it right after them. So of course that's good. Why would you think it's not good? That's not Shomei Ka'ona. You might think. Sometimes there are exceptions to Shomei Ka'ona. Somebody is saying it for me. Here, I'm saying it. Right? Arami. Ovid. I'm saying it. It's Arachi, and he leaves it. Why would you need a mocker? Beklaso Shal Kesef. So it says that the baskets were laid over with silver. Rabbi Yonah Boy, Ma'ol Avien B'tamchuyin Shal Kesef. Could you just bring flat silver trays? Maybe the question is about being flat, not a basket. Maybe the question is about being all silver and not just overlaid with silver. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya. So how literally does it have to be a basket? So Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya. Two stories. Chad, we skip the word Amar, Machzir Mana. What is this talking about? So in the days of old, and even now in certain Tamani communities, they have a mitar game. They have someone, after every pasuk in the Kriyas HaTorah, they have somebody saying the they're saying the Targum. So, the Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya, two stories here about, they made a correction in the Targum. Right? You think it's tough in our shuls, make a correction in the words of the Torah. They make corrections in the Targum. Right? So, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya. Chad Machzir Mana. One of them made the Balkore go back for saying the word Mana for the word Sal. Sal is basket. And so the word Mana, which just means Kli. So, he made him go back. He says, don't say mana. You have to say tena is sal, right? So v'charana machzer petirinim yarkonin. And the other one made him go back, but it says matzos umurorim, instead of saying yarkonin, just greens, datam repatirinim merorin. You have to go bitter greens, right? So that's the, so he made him go back for that. So v'loyadin and mana rado, you didn't know who made which correction. Two different stories that we got mixed up. Minmada Amar Rabbi Yonah, but the fact that Rabbi Yonah is the one that asked this question about could you use the tamchuyin for silver. So what does that question reflect? Maybe basket is literal. Maybe basket has to be literal. So that's how you know he must be the one that made that correction. Maula vien betamchuyin shal kasef. From the fact that he asked that question, havi hu de machzer mana. He must be the one that made the balkari go back when he said mana. Diyamar Sala, because he has to say Sal, he has to say basket, right? And therefore, because he has that Chumrah, that it might have to literally be a basket, period. Rabbi Pinchas Machzir Petimim B'nei Torin. Rabbi Pinchas made it go back when it said Parim B'nei Bakar, and it said Petirim B'nei Torin, right? He made him go back because it should be Tiyamar Torin B'nei Torin, okay? Oxen, offspring of oxen, Gra. You see, the Gra says that, the Gra said, he quotes the Unkelus. Gra says, he said the wrong phrase in the words, and therefore he had to say it again. Right? The Gra again quotes here that the Unkelus had to be said, right, in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky also, Hametargim Torinu B'nei Yonah, right, and the Gra on the bottom, Pirish Par Ben Bakar, Avo Bo Unkelus Tirgim Tor Batore, Vayir Pinchas Bachazel Lametargim Shiomer Kunkelus. Gotta say like Unkelus. There's something to say about Unkelus, but let's just continue, and then hopefully there'll be time to make a comment about Unkelus. Rav Shimon Anas Omer, next Mishnah, Ma'atrinas HaBikurin. We've mentioned this twice already in the Masechta. There's something called Itur Bikurim. They beautify the Bikurim. Maybe this is a special din of Bikurim. Maybe it's part of the general din of Hidur Mitzvah. But they used to beautify it. How did you beautify it? Around the Bikurim in the basket, they used to put other fruits. Around the Bikurim. So what are you allowed to use for those other fruits? So Ma'atrin is the Bikurim Chutz B'Shevas Aminim. Shemenana says, you can use anything, even non-Shevas Aminim fruit. You're allowed to use to beautify the Bikurim. Put it around. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. In Ma'atrin is the Bikurim Elam Shevas Aminim. Only Shevas Aminim. It doesn't have to be those. Meaning if you have grapes Bikurim, you could put figs in your Itur. It doesn't have to be the exact same ones. But you can only use Shevas Aminim, as we'll see. You can guess why. Because Rabbi Kiva must assume if you're going to use other fruits, then people are going to think that you could bring Bikurim from them too. So Gzeira. Gzeira. Tanakama is not worried about it. Rishim Menanas. Next, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Midos Bikurim. There are really three items related to Bikurim that have to be discussed. Ha Bikurim, the Tosefes Bikurim, the Itur Bikurim. Right, Bikurim, we know what Bikurim are. Bikurim, right, all the halachas of Bikurim. But then there's Itur, which is what we just said. You put it around to beautify it. And Tosefes means, let's say you brought Bikurim, and then afterwards you decide, no, I want to add on to my Bikurim. I want to add on to my Bikurim. So, Tosefes Bikurim, Min Bamino. That Tosefes, you have to use Min Bamino. If you took grapes, you want to add on to your Bikurim, so you got to take more grapes. The Itur Bikurim, Min Besheino Mino. But as we just said, Itur Bikurim could be something not even of its type. You could use different fruit. Machlokas, how different? Tosefes Bikurim, Necheles Batara. Tosefes Bikurim is treated like Bikurim. You have to eat a Batara. Upaturim and Adamai. And because it's treated like actual Bikurim, you're Pater from Demai and all the Mitzvot Atulios. Trumas and Maeseres, right? Bikurim is first. The Itur Bikurim Chayev Adamai. Iti Bikurim, though, is Chayev Adamai. Because Itur is just extra, it's not part of the Bikurim, and the first Chayev in Dmai. What's unclear, the Mefarsh and the Tosas Yantif wonders on the Mishnah, what about Tahara? So that is not mentioned here. What exactly is that? Does that have to be in Batara? Okay, Amar Reb Yossi, Kol Ama Modu, Shema Atunas HaBikurim Michutz La'aretz. Everybody agrees, two versions of the Gemara. Reb Yossi says, everybody agrees that the Itur Bikurim could be done with fruit from Chutz La'aretz. Shem Bnei Adam Tomo Lomar Bikurim Michutz La'aretz. Nobody's going to make that mistake. Nobody's going to make that mistake to think that you could bring Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz. So everybody agrees you could do Itur from Chutz La'aretz. Mafligin ba'amon u'moav. Right? The machlokas is whether if you bring from Amon and Moav, can you bring from those close by lands? Manda amar ma'atron ezi Bikurim chutz b'shevas aminim. According to the one who says, Rav Shimon Ananas who says, that you could bring Bikurim from outside Shevas aminim, so then ma'atron ezi Bikurim ba'amon u'moav. So then they would also say, that he would also say that you can bring from Amon and Moav. We're not worried that people are going to be confused, right? So if you can bring from non-Shevas Aminim, you can bring from non-Eretz Yisrael, from Amon and Moav. Mandamar ein matanas of Mishivas Aminim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you can only bring from the Shevas Aminim, ein matanas of Bikurim, Amon and Moav, then also, just like he would make a gzera to assume that you can't bring from outside of Shevas Aminim, he would say you could also can't bring from outside of Eretz Yisrael from Ammon and Moab. People would think you could bring from there. So it's the same machlokas. So the first version, Rabbi Yossi says, everybody agrees you are allowed to be ma'ater from Chutz La'aretz, because nobody's going to think that. The only machlokas is about Ammon and Moab. Rabbi Manna has a different version. No, kol ama modi she'ein ha'ater z'bikurim Ammon and Moab. Everybody agrees Ammon and Moab is too close. She'bnei adam to'in lo'mar she'bim bikurim Ammon and Moab. Right, that's Eber HaYarden. People might think that if you bring from Ammon and Moab, they'll think, oh, Bikurim can be brought from Eber HaYarden, not just the Itur. Ma pligin b'chutz la'aretz. The machlokes is about chutz la'aretz. Ma derem matron is a Bikurim chutz b'shevas aminim. According to the Rishim Menanas, that says you can bring Bikurim from outside Shevas Aminim. Matron is a Bikurim chutz la'aretz. You must say, you don't make such gzeiras. And therefore, Amun Moav is worse. But just like people aren't going to think from outside Shevas Aminim, people aren't going to think from Chutz La'aretz. Man to Amar, Ein Matron as a Bikurim, Elam Shevas Aminim. And according to the one who says you have to use Shevas Aminim, Rabbi Akiva, Ein Matron as a Bikurim, Michutz La'aretz. Then he would have that Gzeira as well. Okay, just one thought about Unkelis here. The girl quoted Unkelis. So recently, Remeir Milablin, right? There's a Rashi in Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera, where Vayehi Avram Avinu is describing Vayehi Kasher Hitu Osi Elokim Mi Beis Avi, right? When Hashem, hard to translate, Kasher Hitu Osi Elokim Mi Beis Avi. So Rashi quotes there. Rashi quotes, The uncle is tirgame masha tirgame. Uncle has said what he said. And Rashi gives a different shot. Rashi says, what do you mean, kashahitu osim elokim beisavi? When Hashem caused me to wander, mi beisavi, and he protected. Look at Unkelus. Unkelus is a totally different shot here. Unkelus says, well, even before we see Unkelus, Rashi often quotes Unkelus, and Rashi will quote Kitargumo. Kitargumo. And here Rashi quotes, Unkelus tirgame masha tirgame. What does that mean? I'm not sure. I didn't do the computer search. How many times does Rashi say that al HaTorah? Unkelus tirgame masha tirgame. Rav Meir Shapiro says what does Unkelus say on this pasuk? Vayikasher hitu osi elokim meisavi. He reads it as a very not pshat. Havikad toy amamaya basar avadi yadehon. When the nations were wandering after their avodah zara, yasi kariv Hashem ledachalti mebeisaba. Me Hashem brought close to Yiras Hashem from my father's house. Meaning he reads it vayehi kasher hitu kama osi elokim mebeisavi. When I was wandering, Hashem brought me close. Should probably be close. So why did he changed it? And what is Rashi doing? Uncle Shigam Ashatir game. So Rav Meir Shapiro says, no, he says, we know some of the Bali Musar say on Pirkei Avos, Hu Haya Omer. Hu Haya Omer doesn't only mean that he used to say this, but who he was, Haya Omer. This person who said this lived this Maimar in Pirkei Avos. Hu Haya Omer. So says the Rav Meir Shapiro, that's what Rashi is saying. Uncle's tear game. He was Matargim through his life, Masha Tirgim. Because we know who his uncle is. Uncle is somebody who came, Mitachas Kanfei Ashchina, and he left the Romans, and they wanted him back. Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, and they couldn't get him back. They tried to get him back. But he says, maybe that's what Rashi is saying. Uncle is Tirgim here, Masha Tirgim. That's specifically how to understand this pasuk. Okay, we'll stop here with Hashem. Next time, we pick up with the last daf in Maseches Bikurim.